Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
And we're going.
Hey!
Hello.
Heyo! How's everybody going? Doing, not going.
Whatever.
Doing.
Where are you going? We're not going anywhere, man!
Nowhere!
We're living in our bunker.
No.
In our hazmat suits.
Alright. Welcome back to One Nerd, Two Noobs.
Oh no.
Welcome back to One Nerd, Two Noobs. I'm Cole. With me as always are...
I'm Tim Sorensen, his dad.
I'm Rowan Sorensen, his brother.
We're back, baby.
Coming at you from the center... of the universe. As we know it.
Of the universe. First. So, we're back, yeah. It's been a minute. We did do an episode in September, so it's not like we've missed a month or anything like that. But either way, it's end of September. This is dropping on, I think, Monday.
It better be. Cole, get this shit together, boy.
Something. Either way, October is slowly creeping up upon us, and that's when we're starting our new series, what the hell is that called?
Scary Stuff from Scary Town.
Scary Stuff from Scary Town.
Arkham Asylum. No.
Rowan.
Ozmod.
Call of Cthulhu.
Call of Cthulhu. There we go. Call of Cthulhu series starts up in October for the spooky month, and it's gonna be a good time. It's the stars align deep in the heart of Texas. It's gonna be a good old time, good time. But in the meantime, as a little buffer game, just a one off, we are playing Fiasco by Bully Pip Games.
By what?
Bully Pulpit Games. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, going on.
Yeah, Bully Pip.
How do you spell it?
B-U-L-L-Y.
Bully Pulpit.
P-U-L-P-I-T. All one word.
Bully Pulpit?
Yep. Games. Fiasco, the new one that they put out, which is the card-based one. And it's going to be a fun time. This is our first time ever really playing this, and I watched the video on how to play it, and kind of read the rules. So half of this is probably going to be wrong, but we're going to have a good time doing it anyway.
Well, my heart's not in it. I just got word. There is no more Monkey Island at the San Francisco Zoo.
Oh, my God. All right, well,
So remember, folks, I'm going to start a write-in campaign to bring back Monkey Island. Right?
Okay.
Cole, you loved Monkey Island as a child.
What
the hell are you talking
Monkey
about?
Monkey Island.
You don't... Ron, do you remember Monkey Island?
Kind of, vaguely.
Yeah. It was a fucking island... with a moat around it, and the monkeys just ran wild. Hundreds of spider monkeys ringing bells, swinging on ropes, doing things that you had to explain to your children in some way. Well, how about we go over and see the lions?
You remember that time with the lions, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scared the shit out of you, right?
No, I just stood there, mortified.
Oh, that time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Love is a many splendid.
No, I'm talking about where it jumped up on the glass, everyone jumped back, and I stood there like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, that time. I thought you were talking about the other thing. Okay.
No, that was with Rowan, I think. I wasn't there for that one.
They were there for every animal species known to man.
Yeah.
Started to, you know. Anyway, moving on.
Either way, well, like I was saying about the game, Fiasco, it's a good time. It's in keeping with any of the... What are their movies?
I don't know. Clue.
No.
Badger Park.
Coen.
The Coen Brothers.
Oh, Coen Brothers. Oh.
It's in keeping
like
the Coen Brothers film, but made into a role playing game. It's a lot of fun.
Like the new season of
Fargo.
Oh, Fargo.
Jesus
well, like,
Christ,
that starts today. Yeah.
I was letting you. I was giving you the full wanged angle, but you didn't do nothing. You just
moment.
Looked at me like I was a freaking monkey.
Well, like, what are you talking about?
Like,
Dad,
you're stupid.
Like the new season of Fargo
you're
starts
stupid,
tonight.
Dad.
Or tonight. Or when this comes out, it starts
I hope
yesterday.
It's as good as Utopia.
I'm not even going into that. Either way, so, we're playing, so the box set, okay. So the box set, can you interrupt me every time I talk? The box set.
Sorry. What's an interrupting rabbit say? Just go on, sorry, Cole. I'm done.
So we're not playing one of the ones from the box set. We're playing one of the ones from an expansion one that we got. But we're playing the scenario News Channel 6.
Is that what we're playing?
Yeah, we're doing News Channel 6.
Oh, okay, we went with that. Cool.
That's the one we...
Right on. No, I didn't know which one we finalized chose.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, because
you have like 50 of them, so
yeah,
I didn't know which one.
We came down to Death Camp or News Channel 6, and I flipped the coin.
Death Camp for Cutie?
Nope. Death Camp.
Oh, sorry.
Either way, we're playing that one, that scenario, so it's going to be a fun time. Other than that, let's get into it. Let's get a little...
All right.
Get a little into it, you know? Let's do it. So we handed out the relationship card. Yeah, we see you. It's a podcast, though.
It's a visual.
Yep, it's a visual joke.
Podcast visual.
but we handed out two so learning the game today, kind of, and watching a video, this is the understanding of how I got it. We hand out two relationship cards to each player. And they choose one for, and we talk about it, and we kind of figure out what the relationship is between the player and the characters. So, it would be like, Dad, you have a card, and that could be the one between you and Rowan, or between me and you, or, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, got it.
So, right, we're going to discuss which one we think is this, so, for our, and then that'll help inform what our characters are, and kind of stuff like that. Because based off this, there's no character sheet. You make up the character yourself.
Not in a bad way. You're gonna have to show us what's happened.
Let me. I'll explain. So,
hey, should we do our reviews though?
We can do Rowan's. I haven't played any new.
No. I'm not saying you, because this is your review. Game is.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the game, we'll give it a thumbs up, a thumbs down, of whether we were able to get through it. Rowan. Time for the movie review!
What you watched recently? What you got in your mind?
Trying to think. What have I watched recently?
Well, you watched that Vincent Price movie.
You watched Get Duked.
Get Duked.
Yeah. Get Duked. I guess I could talk about that. Get Duked is kind of like a kid, like a, I guess it's more like an Attack the Block or like kind of an adult kids movie, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
About four kids who go into the Highlands on like a camping trip or something, and they end up getting hunted by Eddie Izzard. It's a very odd movie. Where they throw a lot of things at you. I don't know if it really worked for me. I thought it was kind of fun, but I don't know if everything kind of meshed together, because it had kind of like a horror-ish, thriller-ish edge, but with a lot of comedy, and then there's like, they throw like a psychedelic thing in there, and also a rap music video in the middle. Also there's old people dancing to hip hop music
and rabbit turd eating.
Yeah. So I thought it was fun.
It wasn't a great movie, but it was
really
fun.
It was, I guess, kind of.
You know what I didn't think was great was the chemistry between the kids. I thought it was okay.
They weren't great.
But the chemistry didn't come together. The kids didn't work.
Plus, the whole hunting people didn't really work for me.
I didn't feel like they were in danger that bad.
No, because
like,
he missed every single shot.
Yeah, it's like...
Almost intentionally.
Was that what he was doing intentionally?
I don't know what they were doing.
I couldn't tell if he was doing it intentionally or not.
I don't know. And then they, like... have like a sword and they don't do anything and nobody really kills anybody.
Well, they don't also go into the background of the
of
Izzard
of
and why
of why they're hunting people besides culling the population.
Something. I mean, it was kind of like a rich versus poor type thing going on.
They tried to pull like a serious edge at the end.
It's
like, what?
Yeah,
it didn't work for me. I give it a. Is it 1.8 out of 5? Maybe a 2.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could have been a lot better.
It could have been better. It didn't work for me.
If you
want to
see a weird movie like that, see the. What's that one? The Wild People? What's that one called?
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Hunt for the Wilder People. Because that's an outdoor. Kind of two people outdoors.
Sam Neill,
and they're after him, and you know that was a I think that was a better, more successful movie.
Well, it was really good. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like after they weren't after Sam Neill. It was
They thought he kidnapped the kid.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were concerned about everything that was going on.
Yeah, it was a more of a like misunderstanding.
Yeah, but I mean, it had that like out in the woods thing, and but the chemistry between them worked well.
Yeah.
And it was just, if you want to see a out-in-the-wood movie, that's a better...
Hunts for Wilder People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so, yeah, that was, it was okay. But you know what the thing is? If you're home, you got Amazon Prime, you're hanging out, you got nothing to watch since you've watched everything else, and you've already worked your way through all the episodes of...
Great British Bake Off,
or as I got into watching that Parking Ticket show, that was really stupid. I don't know.
God, that show is just bad.
Yeah, where they give out parking tickets and tow cars.
Yeah.
God, I feel stupider for watching it. More stupidest. But, you know, if you're home, you got nothing to do, and you want to watch a bunch of little, I think they were they Scottish kids? They were supposed
they were
to be Scottish, right?
I thought they were from London.
No, that's
they take kids
the
from the city and bring them into the country.
No, but I think they're from the
They might be Scottish. I don't
I think
they're
from
like a British accent on a couple of them.
Yeah, I think they're Scottish kids, right? From the cities, wasn't it, Rome?
Because
isn't that where Trainspotting's from? Scotland, right?
Is it? I've never seen Trainspotting.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, I don't know. I have to look that up. I think it is. But anyway... It's you know, if you got nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
Better than slamming your head against the wall.
Well, hold on. Let me look
it up. We're going to look it up? Oh, we're going to the tape to see.
Going to the
tape. Taken to the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah.
So they're taken to the Scottish
Highlands. Yeah, but are they from, like, Edinburgh or one of the big cities?
I don't know.
They're taken out there? Or are they from London and brought out there?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we don't know. And you know what? It's not established in the movie, so we're just guessing.
Whatever.
A couple of the kids are from
really
council
matter.
Estates, and one's kind of a semi-rich kid, and one's a homeschool kid. And they all come together in a weird, kind of really not believable way. Anyway, they do eat rabbit turds. So there you go. If you're a fan of rabbit turd eating, it's a decent movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? I have to say, the Highland guys,
Yeah, what's his name?
In the tractor?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
The tractor, yeah.
Yeah, that's a sweet sweater he's got, that fucking beautiful wool. Why? I don't know why. I didn't know that Highlanders wore, like, fisherman sweaters. You know?
Huh?
I guess it's maybe a trend throughout the whole country.
Maybe.
I guess they're near the ocean no matter where you are. If you're on a fucking island. I guess there's always, every which direction you go, if you walk far enough, you fall in the water, right?
It'll fall off a cliff eventually.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're on an island.
It'll go off a cliff eventually.
What is that? Is that Dubai?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's not.
That can't be
Dubai.
Why?
Because of all the water.
No, Dubai's got water all around it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, look it up. It does.
Dubai is like a desert.
Dubai has a gigantic water right next to it. Look at a picture of Dubai.
I don't believe. All right.
There's hotels on water in Dubai.
I'd see.
There is. You're right.
Yeah.
No, but it is
really?
Dubai.
Yeah. So, Dubai.
What, did they just transport an ocean next
to Dubai? I don't
know
what the fuck how they did it, but
Dubai,
they have all kinds
of
water
desert?
Stuff there. Well, they also have a year-round ski slope, so, you know, I guess you can do whatever you want with
enough
money.
It's actually, I'm totally wrong. It's right on, like, a
Is it right on the ocean?
Right on the, like...
The oh, yeah, it's right on the...
Persian Gulf.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. Cool. All right, so back to the game, Cole. Are you ready for the back to the game?
I guess, if you are. So
since we failed at geography, let's move to the game.
American education system.
God bless it.
I'm sure nobody in Dubai knows where we are, so...
What, Portland?
Yeah.
I don't know. Portland's making the news all over the world.
I don't know about that.
Actually, it is. Because of all the protests.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, because all the craziness that's going on here, man. It's wacky. Gas them, Teddy. Gas them.
Well, all right. So, with that... This is why no one gives us money.
I need to press it.
What?
Yeah, no one's giving us Patreons.
Well, we're doing something coming up soon. Hopefully that'll change.
I think
we'll
Patreon...
What are we doing?
No.
You're not wrong. So, let's look over our relationship cards.
Okay.
Why don't we?
I'm ready.
So.
What does this mean?
Arrgh.
These are the relationships between the two characters. Okay. These are the relationships between the two characters. So, say that there's two... say it's me and you, Rowan. You look at your cards and you're... And so we establish who's placed in the relationship between the people. We're kind of working together on this. It's a very collaborative storytelling game. And it's between, like...
So does one card that I have go to you and one card go to Rowan?
So
is that how it works?
You choose out of the cards in your hand.
Uh-huh.
Basically, my understanding is, oh, okay, we can all discuss our cards and be all like, start with someone, and I can be all like, oh, I think management and talent would be a cool one between us. So say, and then we'll discuss who's the talent, who's management. Or we kind of place them, at, depending on the cards going around the circle, we'll go off that for our characters.
Okay.
So,
okay. You tell us. We don't know how to play.
Well, what cards do you have?
I have Organ Grinder and Monkey.
What do you really have?
Oh, okay. I have Blackmailer and Victim.
Okay.
And that's up to no good. It says up to no good, Blackmailer and Victim.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have Action 6 News Team, Tired Mentor, and Ambitious Protégé.
So you can choose one of those, at whichever one we think is the most interesting for the story.
I think Blackmailer and Victim is better.
Lovely. Do you want to put that between you and me, or you and Rowan? Which one do you think would have more fun with that?
I'd have more fun. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
What cards do you have, Rowan?
Let's go through the other
cards.
We've
got history. We've been through hell and high water together. And I have family, siblings at each other's throats.
Huh.
Which one do you like, Rowan? Which one are you feeling?
Neither one of those work for mine.
Siblings?
Well, you could put siblings here between me and you, then. And then you could do the blackmailer.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, what are your cards?
Yeah. So I have management and talent, and supervisor and direct report.
Yours are almost the same thing. Two of the same card.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so mine doesn't work for... Mine, the only one of mine that would work for all of yours and Rowan's is the tired mentor and ambitious protege.
Well, we could do management and talent, siblings... And then you do the blackmailer and thing. Understand what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's fine.
Unless you're not into that. So we're back after Dad had to pee. So the relationships we've established are between me and Dad.
It's a natural bodily function.
Between me and Dad's characters, it's management and talent.
Farting.
Okay, well. Let me continue.
No.
Between me and Dad's character, it's management and talent. Between Dad and Rowan, it's blackmailer and victim. And between me and Rowan, it's siblings at each other's throats. So we'll kind of go more deeper into who we think is management and talent, what you're blackmailing about, and why we're at each other's throats.
Do we get cards that tell us that?
No. That's up to us to decide.
Oh.
So now we're going to choose a central location where our events are kind of like unfurling around.
Go for the live colonoscopy.
FaceTime Peabody Award for Excellence in Local News Banquet.
Lovely. So
we're at a banquet.
All of this is kind of unraveling around this event. It might be upcoming. It might be happening right now. It's up to us to decide.
No, it says at.
It's
on the card.
Yeah, so
it says we're at the banquet, right?
Yeah, it says Peabody Award for Excellence in the Local News Banquet. It doesn't mean that it's happening right now. It means, like, the story is unfurling around that.
Oh, I thought that's what it meant. Sorry.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So, this one will take, why don't you grab out a card, Dad?
That's an ugly painting. That's like a fucking third grader. Or a shitty mural at
you
some
keep
school.
Pointing at things. This is a podcast. I'll remind you.
Cole, take a picture and put a visual.
No, I'm good.
I'm taking a picture and then you can put it on.
Okay.
So people can know what we're talking about.
When show I'm making us a my Chad commentary. Card.
When I put it
one
on.
Second.
What is this?
So these are things that we need to do. Like what we're trying to accomplish in the story for our characters. So, I'll go first.
Well, I got a card. Do I need to tell people?
He was going to go first.
I know. Go ahead.
Well, I got a card.
Yeah, I got a card. You're going for it today, aren't you, Dad?
Well, I'm not paying attention.
I know you aren't.
So, go for it. Now I am.
I need to cover our asses by destroying that freaking recording. So stupid. That's what I need to do. Dad?
I need to make a difference by bringing down God's wrath on this wicked heathen society.
Wow, it's like they know me. I need to get famous by the weekday 6 p.m. chair. By getting the weekday 6 p.m. chair.
Ah, the lead anchor.
So,
okay.
These are what we're trying to accomplish.
So you're the
in
Christina
story.
Applegate of this situation.
Apparently.
Who?
Christina Applegate.
He's doing an Anchorman reference. Yeah.
Shout out to Christina Applegate.
All right, grab one.
You know what? I loved her in Married with Children. And ever since then, I don't know. I'm waiting for her to do something again.
Yes, I'm giving one.
You know? Okay. So what I'm doing.
Well, 1 second. Let everyone grab a card. Not Becky. Monica. Flash. Jesse.
Oh, is my name Chad Flash?
No, I'm joking. They all have names on them.
What the hell is on my knee?
No,
what's on ew. I think we need these need to be washed.
You got some curry on you, man.
Shit.
What's it called?
We haven't eaten curry for a month.
Do I take what I have?
Object-wise?
You didn't explain that we're taking an object.
Yeah, we're taking an object.
Cole, get with this. Nobody at home knows what the hell's fucking going on.
I was about to explain with the same other thing.
Caramba.
I've done it every single time. You
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Fucking throat. So, my object. Secrets. The sex tape to end all sex tapes. It's the object I have.
Don't you also have a need to get rid of a tape?
To cover our asses by destroying the freaking recording. So stupid.
So you have the tape that you need to destroy. So you're pretty much set up, right?
Well, we could say that. Or I could... It doesn't need to
or
correlate.
Or there's multiple tapes?
Yeah.
Okay. We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got, Dad?
Object. Secrets. The contract someone just signed to jump ship and head to Action News 11.
Ooh, our competitors.
Oh, that's why I'm blackmailing. That goes with my blackmail.
Oh, okay.
Or, I'm blackmailing you because I have your big news anchor Coke stash.
Oh, that's true. But mine goes with the contract.
No, that...
That's a contract. I know that you have a contract to jump ship.
Yeah, to get famous. You're
jumping ship to get famous, and I'm planning to blackmail you, but now you found my Coke stash, so now...
The object doesn't need to be his Coke stash. These are our personal objects. It could be, hey, he has a giant stash of Coke. Or...
Oh, so I have a giant stash of Coke.
You can, or you found somebody else's.
Yeah.
So it's either I found... Okay, here's the two stories that
we
have.
That's what we're...
I have his giant stash of coke.
Or you know that I have one.
Yeah. That I'm blackmailing him for.
Or using it to keep me from telling your secret that you're jumping ship.
Or, yeah, or, yeah, that. Or he knows, or he has my, or he knows that I have a big coke stash that he's blackmailing me for because he knows that I want to go to the other channel.
Channel 11.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Which one do you like better?
That's what we're discussing. It's what do you think is most interesting between your characters?
What do you think?
Do you want to blackmail me or do you want me to blackmail you?
Well, no, I think it's mutual blackmail is what we have going on here.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. That's
yeah.
I have your coke stash and I'm blackmailing you for, but you're blackmailing me.
No, but it says blackmailer and victim, so one has to be one and one has to be the other.
Yeah, so you can't.
So you have to either have all the cards or you have to have no cards. I think you have a secret stash of coke that I don't know about. I got it. I sent you a note saying, I know your secret. And you think it's the coke, but in reality, I know that you signed a contract to jump ship.
Hmm.
And so you're paranoid that you're going to get outed for the coke, which is way worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the contract to move, you're like, fuck you all. I'm out of here. Peace out, bitches.
Yeah.
But the coke, you're like, oh, fuck. The cops, it'll ruin my career.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
And I guess management and talent, I guess you're another talent. You're both news anchors?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I guess I'm management?
I'm like a sub-anchor. Maybe I'm like the weatherman or something I got.
Mm-hmm.
Weatherman.
I guess siblings. I guess me and you are siblings.
So. Yeah. Oh, you got him his job.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to eclipse you. And you're like, God
no,
damn
I
it.
Hate him and I'm trying to skip to another.
Yeah, siblings at each other's throats.
You got him his job, and now he's about to jump ship on you. Your lead anchor is about to go to another channel, and he's your brother, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh. Such a tangled wave we weave.
Yes, and it all goes downhill. So, that's our scenario. Act 1. Go around the table twice, setting up scenes for each character. What do they want? How will they try to get it? Choose negative or positive outcome cards to see how it goes. So that's at the end of the scene. We like talk amongst ourselves and say who's getting the negative.
We just did that.
No. In the scene.
Oh, that's, what's
this
the
was
scene?
The setup.
What do you mean scene?
Well, okay, so we set up. Now go. Just lead us off. Lead us off.
Okay.
Lead us off. Go.
So
we just
think about your character.
We just did a telenovela. Now you move it forward.
So, think about your characters, who your characters are, what their names, a little description, think about it as I set the scene. Ugh. Stretching a little bit. So, dun-dun-dun, action news.
Action News what? Do you remember, Cole? Do you remember?
We're not Action News 11. No,
that's our competitor.
Yeah, we hear that.
We're News Channel 6, Cole.
News Channel 6.
You're literally the owner of the company.
Yeah.
Well,
you're the manager. You're the what do they call him in the newsroom? You're the editor. Editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief.
The producer?
Yeah, producer, editor,
you
whatever.
See, it's early morning. Now the question
is. By the way,
is,
we're at the Peabody Award for excellence.
Do we want to be at that award?
Well,
that's the location.
That's the location. We're out in the lobby waiting to go into the Peabody Awards.
We're out at the lobby waiting to go into the Peabody Awards. You see, Joseph Campbell.
That's somebody. That's
like, that is somebody.
Isn't that an artist?
Yeah, that's somebody.
Isn't he an artist? Or a writer? Joseph Campbell.
He's a professor of literature who wrote the book Hero with a Thousand Faces, where he talks about like mythologies. And,
oh.
You know, that famous one that
goes
into like Greek.
Yeah.
Where do I? You see, walking up in his kind of dingy, off-black suit. Why? Tie's not quite made up.
Aren't you the head of the thing? Oh, you're just worn out. I got it. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Not quite made up right. He's a little disheveled. He's older, salt and peppered hair. His mustache tried to be kind of cut to make it look well for the event tonight, but he fucked it up in the mirror, and it's a little off-center now. You see Bill. Bill Murkowski. Head manager.
Mike Wazowski.
Bill Murkowski. Thank you. I hate that movie. Everyone, every year now, I get compared to that goddamn character. I still haven't seen it, but I can only imagine it's an insult. See Mike Murkowski, Bill Murkowski. Fucking hell.
You see a little...
You might want to write that down.
Little one-eyed green circle man.
Hey, man, I tell you, I got an idea.
You see Bill Murkowski walking up, looking a little disheveled, very pale. He's been doing this job way too long, and recently it's been a little rough. His brother, who he got in on the job, has been nothing but a goddamn pain, and you just can't tell why. I don't know why. He's just been coming in late. He's got a big head about him, but he's been acting a little nicer recently, not as bad. I don't know why, but if he acts up at these Peabody's tonight, it's not going to be great. Oh, God, there he is. As he looks over and sees, Roland, why don't you describe your character, walking up, what he looks like.
My name is...
You're a head lead anchor, so you imagine what you look like.
Chad the Flash. What is your character's name?
Murkowski.
Wazowski?
Murkowski.
Murkowski? My name is Chad Murkowski, nicknamed the Flash. I am the top tier news reporter for News Channel 6. And I am here accepting my award for Anchor of the Year. Because I'm rising up in the ranks. Because of my likable personality. You know? I'm really a hit with the audience. And my brother got me the job. But I feel like I've eclipsed that point where now he needs me on the channel. But the thing is,
you're coked out of your mind and not sure.
Which is the one that...
Oh, the relationship between you and Dad? It's that
you
over
have
there.
You just signed a contract to jump to...
But I have acquired a contract for a significant amount of money for
Action
News 11. And I'm going to be jumping ship after I get this award. So, that's me.
Okay.
Dad?
Set
it up, Cole.
It's a scene between two people, and then it switches scenes throughout the game. So, I establish the scene is between me and Rowan's character right now. And then Dad could be in the scene as well if we want him in the scene.
I thought we were establishing all the characters.
Yeah, we can have Dad there too. So you're rolling up, and then
I thought we were explaining all our characters.
Yeah, let's explain all our characters.
Explain
then.
Your character.
Yeah.
All right. So, and coming in on the fringes, standing over by the bar, staring at the two brothers. What is?
Flip them all over.
Garrett, Krista McGruff. Krista was his mother's name. I don't know why they gave him his middle name. Garrett Krista McGruff. The Weatherman.
Or his first name is Krista, like a John Wayne. He has like a girl's name.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so his first name secretly is Krista, but he goes by Garrett McGruff. And he's the Weatherman on the 6 News Channel 6. I know, I was almost Action News 6.
6 News Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep getting...
I'm getting
such
confused.
A cooler name.
Okay, so, and he's the weatherman, and he's been there for way too long, just biding his time, waiting for that anchor seat. He's tired of being a second banana in this organization. And he has the secret dope. He knows that Flash is about to jump ship, and he's secretly blackmailing him because the contract, even though it's signed, could be ruined if he got fired because of breach of his previous contract. Mm. And so I've been leaving notes in Flash's office saying, I know your secret. But little do I know, there's more than one secret. Dun, dun, dun!
Oh. You see Bill walks up to Chad. Chad.
Oh, is this a scene?
Yes!
Wait, hold on. What is this scene? What are we supposed to say?
We're walking up to the Peabody's. We're all there, and shit's gonna go down, unfurl, at this event.
Okay, so what do we do then? How do we play?
Well, we start having a conversation for a little while, describe things going on, and at the end of the when we think that the conversation has reached a natural end, we know if it's a positive or negative outcome. And it's,
Oh my god, is this an improv game?
It's basically that.
Oh, fuck.
You didn't tell me I was doing improv.
They're doing an improv.
Oh my god.
Improv.
Okay, Rod. You are a plumber. And you found out that what's in the pipe is a... Somebody? A giant pineapple!
I described this to you to...
We're not improv.
Several
Cole.
Times.
We're not improvers.
You fucking nailed it, though, 5 minutes ago with the Chad
well,
and his backstory.
Explaining a character given,
that's
like,
improv.
Given, like, five things to say, I was able to stretch that out into a two-minute description. That's amazing improv. So what do we do then? What are we doing?
Well, I'm walking up to you outside the awards, and I go, Flash. Looks like you got yourself together for tonight.
I'm doing pretty well, Mike. I'm doing pretty well. I'm getting my, award for, lead anchor of the year. I'm the best at reading off the big computer.
Teleprompter.
The big teleprompter. I am the apex, the A number one, the greatest. And, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be the A number one news anchor.
Yeah, I mean, you okay tonight? You're a little more wiry than usual.
No, I'm good. I'm doing pretty good, you know what I'm doing? You know, I'm taking it real easy.
All right, well, don't embarrass me up there. You need to get this anchor. It'll be good for the station. We've had problems recently, as you know. Certain things have gone missing from the station. A little worried about that.
What's gone missing?
Don't worry about it. We'll find it eventually.
Well, if you're asking me for help, you have to tell me what's gone missing.
Why would I ask for your help?
Well, because you just brought it up in the conversation. So I assume that you want my help trying to find this thing, man.
Well, just keep an ear out if you hear someone walking around and talking about a certain tape.
A tape? What's on the tape?
Don't worry about it. Just know that if there's a tape around there and you hear anybody talking about it, especially those assholes on Action News 11, make sure to let me know.
All right, I'll keep an ear out around the Action News 11 people.
Did I hear someone mention Action News 11?
Oh. Hey,
you forgot my name. Oh, you remembered! Oh my god, Cole.
Who's Cole?
Hey, guys. Just walking by and getting a drink. Anybody want a drink from the bar?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I saw the guys from Action News 11, and I look over at Flash. Saw them coming in earlier.
They seem to be like they're expecting something. Something to happen here. Something exciting.
Yeah, I mean,
you got something to say, Krista?
What's Flash's real name?
Chad. Chad Wazowski.
Oh, that. Yeah, that's right.
Miss Jack. Fuck it. Never mind.
And I'm like, no, Chad. Thank you. It's Garrett.
That's what I thought.
And I walk away. Back to over to the bar.
Fucking Garrett talking shit behind my back, trying to start things with me. Anyway, I'll be on the lookout for the tape. Don't worry.
You need to calm down, Chad. I mean, Garrett's part of the team.
I'm good. Garrett's just a bit of an ass, you know. He's just a bit of an ass, so I have to deal with that. I have to look for the tape. I have to deal with Action News 11. I have to deal with the award, alright? So, just, I'm fine. I'm not on edge. I'm fine. I'll get the award, then I'll start looking.
Alright, Chad.
Okay, so what do we do next? What's the next thing?
And I feel like that's the end of that scene.
Yep.
So
scene, cut, print.
Do you think that ended positively or negatively for me? For my character?
For your character?
Negative, because you're stressed out. And you don't know what's up with your brother.
I don't know. I think you've established a baseline of like a relationship with me trying to find a thing.
Yeah. I think it's
like
neutral.
That's a positive.
It's kind of neutral.
No, I think it's pretty positive for you.
Pretty positive?
Oh, actually, your brother said he would help you look for the tape.
I would help you.
So that's a positive.
I'm going to get a positive card then.
Okay.
We'll take a positive.
Rowan, what do you think?
I feel like...
Does he take a card too?
No, that was just me. So it's two scenes.
Is it three scenes?
It's establish the character scenes for each character. Well, wait, sorry. Go around the table twice, setting up scenes for each character. So this will be once. So one, 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 two, two.
Oh shit!
Two, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go. Keep going. Okay, read your thing. Do you read it to us, or is it secret?
I get two. I think you're giving me two cards, and I pick one, and I put it back in the pile.
Okay. So what's up?
So
do whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So we can figure this out.
So, yeah.
This is a case of.
So just keep.
This is a case of need to watch the video again.
Yeah.
All right. So
cycle.
You get one card.
Do we not see what's on that card?
So it's a positive card, plus four, tilt. Failure. Someone or something survives against the odds. It doesn't mean anything until we hit the tilt part yet. Yeah, so just a positive. I got a positive card. Alright, so that was our scene together. Now a scene with
now you and him?
It's up to Dad. No, I just started us off, so it's
okay,
up
so
to
it's
you.
You.
Yeah, it's up to
Who
Dad.
Who do you
want to
do a scene with? With Cole or me?
It's up to you.
I'll do a scene. I'm going to try to start some shit with, seeding some shit with Cole so he can maybe, then he'll start getting on your ass. All
right.
And maybe things, and I can ruin this whole thing and get you out, destroy it.
And make you the news anchor.
And I can be the anchor. Okay,
so
I'm coming back from the bar, and now you're by yourself.
Yeah, I'm by myself.
And I walk by and I go, hey, how's everything going? How's everything going? It seems like things are a little tense. How's it all going?
Everything's fine. We're doing fine. Everyone's stressed because of the award.
Did I hear you mention you were looking for something? Can I help you with find?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. Just out of the corner
what
of my ear.
What did you hear, Garrett?
Nothing. Just thought you were. He said I'll help. I'll keep my eye out. I don't know. I was just trying to offer my help because, you know, I'm a guy, I'm always your go-to guy. You know that. You know that I'm the guy that always gets the job done. I'm there. I'm 100%. I am a team player. You know, not everybody can say they're a team player. I truly am a team player. I bleed News Channel 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know, Garrett. You've been here long enough. Long time, haven't you?
Yes, exactly. I have been here a long time. You know, and there's a lot more to me than just the weather.
Yeah, but you do such a good job at it. And we appreciate you doing such a good job, Garrett. I think you're a stand-up guy. I tell that to upper management all the time, and I'm so proud of your work. And we're so happy you renewed on to stay on the weather desk for longer.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about
that. I'm sorry, Garrett. I have to go. I gotta go talk to some of the management over there. They're calling me over. It was a good talk, though, Garrett. I'll let you know if I need any help, though, Garrett.
As you walk away, I go, you could teach a fucking monkey to do the weather. And then I drink my drink. That sounds like a negative for Dad. Here you go.
I don't get what this is.
Just what's it
what
say
it
on
say?
It?
It
says innocence. Collateral damage.
It's up to interpretation. It matters when it comes to the tilt.
I don't think it really applies right now.
No, it
okay,
like
so
I said,
it
comes up with the tilt.
Do I just put it right here?
Just put it
okay,
there.
Cool.
So,
All right,
Rowan.
Now it's your turn, Rowan.
I feel like I should do a scene with Dad.
Yeah.
Go
right?
for it.
So, you know what? You could set it up that you don't know who's... Do you know that I'm trying to blackmail you? Or is it anonymous? You just think somebody is.
I think you've made it pretty clear that it's you when you come up and talk about Action News 11. Oh, no, because I think he's...
We're at an event. Action News 11 is here. It's up to you how you want to interpret
yeah,
it between
I guess
your
so.
Characters.
Either you have your suspicions that I am, or
you
know...
You had no clue when you're
one
coming
of the
out
two.
Of your mind and just nervous.
But you also think that I'm talking about your coke, not your jumping ship. Remember?
Yeah, but you made like a thing about Action News 11.
Well, because they're here and we're
so
at the awards.
So do I know that you're... Know that about
well,
Action
that's,
News
it, this
11?
Is all depends on you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's all up to you.
How do you want to play out, Chad?
You don't know if it's the coke. You don't know if it's the contract. You don't know what's going on. Oh, maybe you want to feel me out and see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, I walk over to where he's at.
Garrett.
He's over at the bar. It's been established.
Walk over to the bar.
Garrett. Not
I'm like, listen. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, Flash. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty damn good, being the lead anchor and a recipient of the award of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure you're enjoying being the lead anchor at News Channel 6.
Yes, I am. And, you know, you seem pretty shifty when you talk to me, and I'm trying to get a read on what you're trying to say here. Because I've been getting some sort of, you know, I've been getting some messages, you know, a lot of fan messages. Just point that out real quick. A lot of them are fan messages.
You know, I get a whole bunch of fan mail, too. Usually from the shut-ins and the elderly women. But it still counts. Letters are letters.
I'm sure, the six you get are pretty cool. But I'm talking about other types of messages here. All right? I'm talking about a kind of negative sort of message here. All right? And, you know, the deal is... I've been wondering, you've been acting pretty shifty. Do you think you have any idea about what's going on with that sort of thing?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. I try to lower my voice so people...
You see the bartender kind of looks over.
Bartender looks, News Channel 11 kind of are at the bar and they kind of do the sign.
And I go, you'd hate to be too loud with everyone around here. I'd hate, you know, for something to happen and maybe risk your chances of winning an award or, you know, future endeavors, that'd be a real drag.
I think that's the end of the scene.
Yeah.
And I think that's a negative for me.
Yeah.
All right, so... Okay, I got the innocence, the wrong person gets busted.
Oh, we'll put it on the table. Oh, this comes up.
I feel like I'm going to get reamed in the keister.
I think you are.
He's going to plant his coke on me.
I have an idea
me,
for things.
Right. Yeah, you can keep your ideas, because this is all about scheming to get what you want in the end.
Okay, go for it, Cole.
But it all goes bad.
It's back to Cole.
So, I think I'm going to have a scene with... this is a hard one.
Wait, what about the tilt? Oh, did we go around twice?
We go around twice, so one
okay.
more time, and then.
So
and then
you've had a scene with me, you've had a scene with Rowan.
I think I'll have a scene with. I think I'm gonna have a scene with you.
Okay.
I haven't had a scene. I started off with Rowan. I think for my second round, I'll start off with you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I had my scene with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just don't
mind. Next scene I'm doing with Roland.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's up to you, though. You could go back to me if you want, but...
Well, we'll see how it goes. Go for it.
So, you see Bill walks over after talking to management, kind of sits down at the bar, not realizing you're there still. He's expected you to probably mingle, but he comes up to the bar and looks over and sees that you're still here, and then there's probably a couple glasses in front of you that have been emptied at this point.
Hey, Bill. How's management?
Garrett. Yeah, hey, Garrett. How's... They're good. Talking about great things over with management. Working at some stuff. Working away. Excited for the awards to start up soon. I hear that, I hear you're in the running for longest serving weatherman. You and old Larry.
Oh yeah, over on PBS Channel 9. Yeah, yeah. It'll be quite something to beat him again for the sixth time in a row.
Yeah, I know. Right though, that'll be the longest streak I think in newscaster history.
It's been long. It seems longer every day. You know,
because
I'm ready. As I've told you, I'm ready. I'm there.
Well, I mean...
I'm ready for that next big challenge. You can bring it down. You know me. I'm a hard-hitting guy. I don't back down. I'm like a fucking pit bull. You give me something, and I'll keep at it and at it and at it.
Well, I mean, if you're so determined, I might have a story for you. If you want.
And what's that?
He takes a sip of his beer. There's this tape that I hear might be circulating around in here. Someone, maybe Action News 11 might hand their hands on it. If you could get that tape and bring it to me, I mean, I could maybe get you a co-anchor position on the table. That's only a step away from a lead anchor.
Oh, that would mean that somebody would have to leave. And then maybe I could become head anchor. That's a step in the right direction. Huh.
I don't see anyone leaving.
Oh, no, no, me either. Of course not. Everybody's happier at News Channel 11, 6.
Yeah, everyone is happy at News Channel 6.
Yes.
Kristen, as I take a sip of my drink, find the fucking tape and then we'll talk again as I walk away.
Okay, that worked positive for me, though. I think that's positive, isn't it?
This was my scene, though.
But isn't that positive? No. Well, is that positive? That's positive for you, because I'm going to help you.
Is it? Are you getting...
What do you think, Rowan? Or is that negative? That's kind of neutral, isn't it?
That's kind of, yeah.
Nothing came from it.
It's kind of you... I mean, I guess you could say, if you're saying in the same way of how I was positive when you got my help looking for it, I guess it's positive for you because you have another man on the case.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, take a positive.
Why not?
They reopened Monkey Island. Is that what your card says?
Guilt. Betrayed by friends. Oh, fuck. All right. Well.
Whose scene is it now?
Yours.
Okay. I'm going to have a scene.
Why do I go last every time?
Am I going to go?
Do you want to go wrong?
Because you can go next. That's fine.
You go.
No, I was just saying. I was joking. You can go.
Because I start the game.
We're doing clockwise again.
Yeah.
Because we go clockwise usually. Do you want to... I had a scene with Cole last time. I should have a scene with you, or do I have a scene with you this time?
It's up to you.
Who did I have a scene with last time?
Rowan. But I just had a scene with you.
Did I?
Yeah,
no.
You and Rowan talked.
I had a scene with you, and then you had a scene with him.
Yeah.
No, you... Yeah, you had a scene with me started.
Oh, I had one with you.
And then
you had one with
you. With him.
So now I'm going to have one with Rowan.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk out.
You see me... I kind of disappeared for a second.
Yeah.
Like into the parking lot, and now I've come back, and I've got kind of a shitting and grin on my face.
And you come up to the bar
because I formulated a scheme, and now I'm drinking a White Russian at the bar, and then he comes up to me.
I'm sitting there with I've scooted over next to the Action 11 guys, and I'm trying to listen in on what they're saying. And I look over, I'm like,
"Really, you know, Lori?"
Oh, Flash. Oh, hey, Flash. You got something on your face. I'm oblivious to what it is.
What the hell are you talking about?
Because I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I go, it looks like you got something on your face. You probably got some powder from you know, I'm sure you're.
Yeah, I just had to.
I'm sure you're all done up and.
I'm getting my makeup done.
The makeup done.
With,
yeah.
Just getting ready to get the award.
So.
Getting everything ready.
So.
So what do you have
I
to
hear
say?
You're looking for a tape. Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard kind of some rumblings about a tape. I'm not exactly sure. So you seem to have some sort of knowledge on this tape, don't you? What is this?
No. Just overhearing, you know, just a word in the air. Just putting my feelers out there too, trying to see if I can figure out get a lead on it. You know what a lead is, right?
Yeah, I kind of have a vague thing. But the thing is, you seem to be mentioning News Channel 11 a lot in front of the boss there, and he comes asked to you about a tape that he's pretty sure that News Channel 11 has, so. You know, it's sounding like you're feeling kind of shifty to me, you know.
I don't know. Maybe he's just looking for somebody who has a little bit more, you know, like some drive.
Or maybe...
Somebody who's out there scrapping it, who's got their ear to the street.
Or maybe he smells a fucking rat. Maybe that's what he is, right? Because you're mentioning a tape, right? And you're mentioning News Channel 11, and you go over to drink with News Channel 11. So you're in his eyes... You're looking very shifty.
If you notice, I'm not drinking with him. I'm doing investigation. Ever heard of it?
He knows that, though.
Ever heard of it?
I don't know if he knows that.
Hey, he wouldn't have asked me to look for the tape if he didn't think I was the man for the job.
Or maybe he's just shoving in your face because he has an inkling that you're the one that has the tape.
And that's where you're going to end the scene?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Do you think that ended positively or negative? I think that didn't end great for you, what he was insinuating.
I think it ended negative for me again.
Yeah.
I think I'm going down bad.
Yeah, you and Rowan aren't doing great on these pods.
Somebody blissfully ignores the obvious signs. Oh, I already did that. I was like, hey, you got something on your face. Totally oblivious. Okay.
Rowan?
Okay, this is the last
scene.
This
is with you.
Yeah?
I would like to have a talk with you.
So you grab your brother in the hallway?
Hey, brother. I drag you out. What's your character's name again?
Bill.
Mike?
Bill.
Bill Wazowski.
Bilbo.
Mikwowski.
Okay, hey, Bill.
Bilbo.
I'd like to talk to you about the weatherman.
I was talking to what the fuck, Flash? I was just with management.
Listen, you know you asked me about a tape earlier?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I've been doing some investigative reporting, right? I've been kind of... spreading my feelers out, getting a feel for the scene. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of investigating News Channel 11 for a little while now, and it turns out that they appear to have gotten their hands on a tape. And
It is News Channel 11.
Yes, and you know, the thing is, I've heard rumblings, and I've seen things that maybe Krista over here has been having some dealings with News Channel 11.
Who's Krista?
Garrett.
Who's Garrett? Oh, wait, Garrett!
The weatherman.
Yeah, the weatherman, yeah, sorry.
All right, and...
See, that's sad. You're so oblivious to who I am that you're like, what, who?
I have gotten some intel.
Some rumblings?
That,
and the bumblings?
That old Garrett over here maybe has some unsavory things to reveal to some certain people that you are interested in. And he might have some things in his car.
His car?
He might have some certain unsavory things in his car. Maybe a certain tape. Maybe some nose candy, perhaps. Some unsavory things he might have in his hands, in his car. So,
some nose.
You know, a little bit of the booger sugar, the white Christmas, snowflakes of the gods. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Bill?
Yeah, no, I know what you're...
So I think if you were to get a handle on the situation and go do some investigating yourself, which I know you're not liable to do because you're a producer, but maybe if you go out yourself to his car and maybe snoop around, you could maybe get the enforcement involved, the law enforcement, and you may be able to find some unsavory things and probably get him busted and get your tape back.
I might just do that, but you're sure it's Garrett?
I am 100% certain that Garrett has been dealing with News Channel 11 behind your back, has gotten a hand on a tape that you are looking for and maybe has been coked up in the process. So go check out that car. I'm going to go get a white Russian.
What's this car look like?
It's a 1971 Ford Falcon GT. All black.
Huh. All right. I'll have to go look for it.
That's the only car I can think of right now. That's the Mad Max car.
Yeah. You kind of pat you, I pat you on the back.
Done a good job. Done a good job. Flash, I know how things haven't been great between us lately, but I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Just know I always got your back, brother.
And I have yours. Is he just got a
scene?
Okay, that's positive.
Positive for Rowan.
Yeah. Rowan came with a fucking
paranoia.
Plan.
Somebody jumps to the wrong conclusion.
Oh, there you go. This fits perfect.
And
now,
things are going in line for me.
Now it's time for the tilt. Determine which two players will choose tilt. We'll choose tilt elements from the back of the outcome cards you've collected. Use the elements during scenes in Act 2. So, Dan and Ron, why don't you guys choose to look at the cards and choose which ones we're
going
to be using?
I think I know what's going on.
We just did Act 2.
I think he's going to get busted.
We just did Act 2.
No, this was Act 1.
Act 1.
Now
was
this is
choosing.
The tilt.
Tilt,
okay.
And then Act 2 is over here.
Okay, so what are we doing?
So you, so Rowan's choosing that as one of them.
Someone's gonna get busted for something that they.
So you can
didn't
choose
do.
From your own
I guess
cards.
I guess
you can
I'm,
choose
I guess
from your
I,
own cards, or you can choose from.
I guess that's
one
me,
of my
right?
Cards.
Yeah, I'm collateral damage.
Inconvenience,
some bad
collateral damage.
Are gonna
yeah,
have
all right. So
innocence.
Just put those somewhere where everyone can see them, and then
okay.
We'll have to work those into the next scenes.
Okay.
All right, Act 2. Continue going around the table, setting scenes. Each player will get two more scenes to try and get what they want. Yeah, so this is the wrap-up. We're trying to get our final...
What about yours?
No, you choose. You two chose.
We didn't. You don't choose one?
No,
you know
choose
what?
Two players
you know
out
what?
All of the cards.
I am going to choose, actually, innocent. Somebody blissfully ignores the obvious signs. See, you're trying to screw me, but I don't get that at all. I'm too focused on what I want.
Yeah, so you two could have chosen from my cards as well, or chosen from just his cards, or things like that. I was giving you guys options.
What about yours? Is there something you think would work better?
I had failure. Someone or something survives against the odds, which would have been great, too. And so we have yours, where you're trying to screw him, but he survives against the odds. Or guilt, betrayed by friends.
I don't know.
We don't know this game enough to know which one would be the best.
Well, it's for storytelling.
Let's just take these.
The yeah.
Take those. All okay. I'm oblivious to what he's trying to do to me.
Yeah.
And he's
gonna get you
gonna
busted.
Get me busted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna.
Now it's your turn again.
Yeah. I'll set the scene.
Hold on. Press pause because I have to urinate as well.
Okay.
Run and then relax.
that our bladders
pee
are
break.
Empty, we've had to, we're going to go ahead and say that this is going to be end of part one, because we've already done an hour.
Hour and 5 minutes.
An hour
and 25
plus
seconds.
And we have a whole other half to go.
Yeah.
So we're going to do part two.
Next time.
Next time.
And we hope you enjoy it, because it's actually a pretty, this is a pretty fun game, Cole.
Yeah.
So far, it's a pretty damn fun game. I like it.
So review-wise, I think
thumbs up so far.
Yeah,
we'll see how it wraps up.
Yeah, we'll see how it wraps
up. I want to see how the worm turns, the whole deal. So.
Yeah,
but it's fun. So, folks, Fiasco seems pretty fun so far.
So if you want to give it a go.
And it includes everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is nice, yeah. Because I normally have to run the games. So
and
it's
kind of
nice
to it's kind of nice to take your mind off of everything else going on in the world for a few minutes as we circle
the drain.
Yeah,
exactly. As we circle the proverbial train.
Yeah. Everybody, remember, be safe out there. Wear a goddamn mask. And social distance. It's not
social
that much to
distance.
Ask, man. Not
yeah.
that much to ask. You know?
Not too
I mean,
much, not too
and
much.
Remember, let's all watch this week. This week as the more the shit storm envelops us. See what's happened. Oh, but here in Portland, the protests they are protests, not riots, and they're still going forward. And actually, we had a pretty decent weekend. It didn't turn to a shit pile, which we thought it was.
Yeah.
And we actually saw the Black Lives Matter car parade that goes through the town yesterday when we were getting our lunch. Speaking of which, fish on a stick at Fusion Fish was excellent.
Fish Fusion.
If you find yourself in Portland and you are looking for a sweet ass place to get some fish on a stick, it was damn good. Mm, delicious.
Damn good.
I thought. What did you guys think?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
It was a little hard to get off the stick for me. I had to rip it off a little bit.
Yeah. See, I was lucky.
It wasn't. It wasn't sliding off the stick for me.
I think it depended on the version, which one you
but
got.
But a damn good piece of fish. Very crispy. Good tartar sauce. I give it a 4.3 out of 5. The fries were pretty decent. I recommend it.
And the cobbler was good.
Yeah, I like warm cobbler. Sorry. That's I have
me
to,
too.
I have to say that I enjoy warm cobbler. That's kind
like
of like a thing. No, it wasn't bad, but I just like warm cobbler. I think if I had brought it home and heated it up, I would have.
Well, we have it in the fridge still.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll heat it up later. But it was damn good. I was
not for long. It will be in the fridge.
Yeah. It won't be in the fridge.
I will
long.
Be eating it.
But that was part two. And
That was part one. What the hell are you talking about,
sorry.
Boy?
That was part one. Let's do the wrap up though, and then
I thought we were wrapping up right now.
The problem is we're supposed to. You went pee, and then it's supposed to go in the interludes for the song.
Why don't you just surprise them with the song
in
between the pissing and the conclusion that we have here?
Yeah, that seems about right.
So guys, the song was before. So
I hope you enjoyed the song that just played.
Yeah.
We did, because you recorded it before we started, and we all enjoyed it
That song was actually the sound of my piss hitting the toilet bowl that we recorded.
He's that goddamn good.
It was the music in the bathroom at the Peabody Awards.
Yeah,
where everyone was standing around.
We all went to piss, and then they played the New Radicals. Over there.
Yes.
Either way, well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Keep an eye out on our social media, because coming up in October... in October, hopefully, we'll be having something announced, but we'll announce it on the podcast as well. So if you enjoy this, please leave a rating and review on iTunes. Be nice to everybody. Share it with your friends.
Patreon.
Treat people with respect. Think about other people in this world and how your actions may affect them.
Yep.
You know?
Especially
in this season of shite.
But with that, as always, thank you for listening, and if you don't hear it from anybody else today, you'll hear it from us. We love you.
We love you, man. Be safe out there. Mask up or fuck off.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. All right. Bye, everybody.